Hey, thanks for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about why real estate is doing so well right now.
I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Renee Nelson with PacWest Commercial Real Estate.
Let's talk a little bit about what's going on. We both agree that the market is still booming, whether it's residential or commercial investment, yes?
Yes, it's a very good market.
And I was suggesting that part of it that's making it sustainable and not a real estate bubble is the equity position we're finding that consumers have held on to and not mortgage themselves or leverage or done cash out refis.
Yes, I would totally agree with that. And I think also the Fannie Mae, the residential lenders are a lot more conservative than they were in, 2005 when we had the mortgage meltdown.
The Mortgage Bankers Association suggested that the scores of credit for those who are getting the mortgages are much higher, that the average score is 750.
Wow.
So isn't that interesting?
It is very interesting. Okay, so I am passionate about credit score, so I just need to segue real quick on that. For those of you that don't know this, you can go to creditkarma.com among other sites and pull a free credit report, and you absolutely need to do that, and here's why. You want to know why?
Yeah, tell us why, Renee. Do tell. Sorry, I didn't get my cue. Cue to cue you.
Because your credit score is based off of not only how much credit that you have, but how long you've had credit cards out. And Bob and I, for years, have had credit cards that we have a zero balance on, and we just keep them locked up in a safe. I actually had two creditors cancel my cards and not send me anything in the mail. And one of them was a credit card that I have had since 1976. And that shortened my credit history then.
Right. So you've got to watch it. You've got to monitor it as you go. And things that shift, the wrong information could get onto your account. So you really want to do it before you need that credit as an advantage.
Absolutely.
You need a little time to season what you adjust on that.
Yes, I recommend that people do it once a year when they go in to either their dentist or go see their doctor for a checkup, pull your credit report and do a credit checkup.
Now, does that discount you when you pull your credits up?
Nope, not when you pull it on a website. Like, you can go to Experian also and get a free credit report, or creditkarma.com. It does not count against you as an inquiry. So you can look at your credit, and they'll also make recommendations on how to bolster your score.
Great coaching there. Thanks, Renee. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Renee Nelson. Have a fantastic evening.